We're going live, and you're live. What's up, everyone? Aaron Knight here from Cheesehead TV, coming to you live across the street from Lambeau Field. It's afternoon-ish, I would say, here on the old Green Bay side of things. Hope everyone is doing well. Hello to everyone jumping in the comments section. Lovely to see you all. I'm not going to answer any questions just yet because I want to let you know about the sushi script from Festival Foods. Get your roll on with Festival Foods' great sushi offerings, from the crispy crab to the blazing California roll. Ooh, I love a good California roll. Their deli department has everything under the sea to get your sushi fix. And their freshly made hand-rolled sushi are only $5 on Wednesdays. $5 on Wednesdays. Now that's a tasty deal. So are you ready to dive in? Check out all the other types of sushi Festival Foods has to offer at festfoods.com/sushi. That's festfoods.com/sushi. Let's say that five times fast. The terrible feeling you get when Rodgers just keeps holding onto the ball in the pocket forever. I mean, yeah, it's frustrating in the moment. And then you sit back the next day and you think, okay, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. You won a lot of games with Aaron Rodgers playing that way. Yes, it's frustrating. Watch, but it's not like he's going to change anytime soon. So you just roll with it. John, just got to play their best football in January. Better to peak late than peak too early. It'd be nice to start peaking around now. December is when you want to get hot. I mean, yes, of course you want to play well in January or else you're going home. But you'd like to start to build something in December. That certainly didn't happen yesterday. Enjoy the 10-3, people. Lucas, yeah, I mean, for the most part, I think people do. I think, you know, the internet brings out complaints and demurs and issues, and I understand that as long as it's respectful and within, you know, reality. But I don't know, there are some people who just need to vent negatively all the time, and they're the people you can safely ignore. Lucas, man, I love the win. I'm so ecstatic that the Packers are 10-3, but these wins make me question the chances. Well, the chances will come, and we'll see what happens with them. But for now, I believe you have it right. 10-3, it's a great spot to be in. Matt LaFleur has won more games as a rookie head coach than any coach preceding him in the 100-year history of the Green Bay Packers. It's pretty damn nice. Teddy, I'm not going to read that out loud, but I hear you, man. I hear you. Rodgers hesitated on the play he was stripped on. He had Devontae getting big open down the left side. Well, Aaron, I don't know about big open. He certainly had some opportunities on that play. That cannot happen. Holding the ball a little too loose there down on his side. Obviously, you'd like a little better work from Bulaga on that right side to not allow that rusher through. But, yeah, the fumbles have been an issue this year, whether it was that one, whether the ones against San Francisco, the one against the Eagles, those can't happen. Those are just as bad as interceptions, obviously. Any further thoughts on your review of the game after hearing Coach talk today? I think Coach said what he's going to say as far as standing up for his guys, and he's always going to protect them. He always tries to bring it back to the coaches and himself, which I'm sure the guys in the locker room love him for that. There's nothing surprising coming from LaFleur. I didn't really ask too many questions because I figured, if you guys watch the presser, it was question after question after question about the offense. And at some point, you know what the answers are going to be. And I did like when Ryan asked about the opportunity before him here to possibly get a home playoff game in a bye week. And he said, you know what I'm going to say. Because, yeah, we do at this point. You got to go 1-0 every week. And they've done it the last 2 weeks. Do I still believe in Josh Jackson? I don't think I ever lost belief in Josh Jackson. I know he exists. I saw him in the locker room today. But if you mean about his ability and play on the field, I asked LaFleur about that very thing. Said, how do you think he did? Well, with more opportunities he was given yesterday because of Kevin King being sat down with a shoulder injury. Seemed to acquit himself just fine. LaFleur wasn't expansive in his praise, but he did say he thought he did a good job. Said he's showing up on special teams. We'll see how much that translates into playing time once Kevin King is back. Cobb is a free agent at the end of the year. Should they bring him back? No. That ship has sailed. Jake, thank you for the super chat. Rewatching the game, I saw Lazard open a few times, but they weren't 20-yard routes, so AR didn't throw it. No, Jake. I think that's a little simplified, as most the comments are on the internet. I understand truncation because of need for brevity here, but he did miss Lazard on a few things. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. That's fair. Did you ask Rodgers about holding the ball too long? What's he looking for? Jamie, I don't ever get to ask Aaron any questions for the most part, because when he appears post-game, I'm at Stadium View doing the post-game show. And then I'm usually out of town, as I will be this week on Wednesdays when he's available at his locker. And so far, in the 13-plus years I've been doing this, he has turned down every individual one-on-one interview request I've put in with the Packers. So someday, we'll see. There were a number of plays where the receivers didn't get open, which they showed on the broadcast. I don't think it's fair to blame Rodgers as much as you did. I'm going to vehemently disagree with you. Not only having sat in the press box and watched the entirety of the field, not just the broadcast, but also going back and watching the broadcast again. I blamed Rodgers the fair amount, the exact amount that should be blamed. Sorry for disagreeing with you, but yeah, no, I think I was spot on, actually. SMH, armchair quarterbacks. Yeah, Daniel, it's what we do. We watch and we comment. Welcome. I feel like our team isn't great at halftime adjustments, and it's safe to attribute that to a rookie head coach. How would you compare McCarthy's versus LaFleur's halftime adjustments? I don't know. I don't know if that's the kind of the blanket statement you can make about LaFleur. I think they've done some nice things from time to time. Maybe not always on offense. Maybe on defense on times. And obviously that's attributed to Pettine, but that is under LaFleur's program, etc. I just think it's really early. You know, to make any sweeping generalizations about his coaching ability, his adjustments, whatever. And I understand there's been a lot of this online as of, I guess, the second half of the season, but specifically the last couple of weeks, where people are opining on LaFleur and his play calling and adjustments and things of that nature, and comparing them to the Saints or the 49ers. Obviously, they played an insane game yesterday. It was really entertaining, up and down the field, etc. But look, Matt LaFleur is in a year and some handful of games, year and a half of calling plays in the NFL. He has not even had 1 year as a head coach in the NFL. To compare him to the likes of Sean Payton and Kyle Shanahan does him a grave disservice. Is he close to a finished product? Is he close to hitting his peak, so to speak, as a coach? Of course not. Will he improve? I tend to think so. Now, we'll see how things play out here during his tenure in Green Bay. But so far, I think the early returns on Matt LaFleur are really good. Like it. Thanks, Paul. I think it's more execution than adjusting. Pac-Man Jake, I would very much agree with that. And LaFleur said as much. I think you definitely heard his frustrations yesterday after the game when he talked about leaving a lot out there. He reiterated that today. I tried to get him to talk about Rodgers, but he wasn't gonna go there. But he detailed some stuff about the kinds of things they did, i.e. a lack of execution that left not only yards, but points on the field. And you got to hope at some point it starts clicking in, because they were pretty damn efficient on offense for that month-long stretch when Devontae was out. And I think we're well past the point of, oh, Devontae's back, everything's kind of disjointed. I think they know what they have now as far as what works and what doesn't. It's just a question of, A, sequencing those plays in a way that is, advantageous against whichever defense they're facing, and then, B, executing down in and down out. And I'm sorry to say, for those of you who get offended by this notion, it starts with the quarterback. It's not difficult. Yes. Are there plays where people are covered? Of course. Hit your check down in rhythm. Legit your job. That's all. Is there a reason why Rodgers won't check it down? I have no idea. Been asking that question for 13 years, it seems like. I've noticed whenever Rodgers audibles to the wide receiver screen the past 2 years, teams are all over it. Is he tipping it somehow? It's a very good question. He talks about all the time opponents and teams studying the broadcast tape to try and hear the audibles. I'm sure there's, other, people watching the signals, whatever. I do think some of that may be kind of a holdover from stuff he did, and he's talked about it. A lot of that the 2 minute stuff especially is holdover from when McCarthy was in town because Rodgers is comfortable with it. Well, if you're using all the same kind of checks, audibles, et cetera, stands to reason maybe some of that, you know, defenders have caught on to. Now, on the flip side, Rodgers has also talked about the need to change that up week to week and stay ahead of the curve in that regard. So I don't think it's ever as simple as, oh, they know the calls. But I do think savvy defensive vets probably have picked up on a few things over the years watching Rodgers, you know, down in and down out on tape. Jake, thanks for the super chat. Did Rodgers play bad? Yes, but let's not forget the Skins held the 49ers to 9 points. Sure, I don't think anybody was forgetting that. You know, I don't think one has much to do with the other, actually. Do you think they need to practice more? Well, Ryan, they can practice only so much. You know, the CBA, the collective bargaining agreement, lays out the rules of how much they can practice. And for the most part, they take advantage of most of that. Now, does LaFleur give them a little bit more time off sometimes than maybe McCarthy did? Yeah, absolutely. But that's also a big reason why they are as healthy as they are. You know, when they have a rest and recovery day rather than running plays on the field half speed, I don't think they're losing a whole lot. You know, the most important day of the day, practice-wise, is Thursday when they have the pads on and they're doing the installs and et cetera. And for the most part, guys have fully participated. Every once in a while, you'll get a Mercedes Lewis, have a veteran day off. But by and large, they're completely healthy and all participating as much as they can in the allotted practice time. So, you know, should they practice more? I don't think they can, really. Just saw the McCarthy project video. I think it was very smart for him not to just jump into a new job like the Jets. I don't know that much would have changed in such a short turnaround. Yeah, I think Mike's certainly putting it out there that he's ready for a new gig. You can see the groundwork being laid in the media. I hope he lands somewhere where we get to watch him with a bevy of talent and that he shuts up a lot of people because I think he's still a really good coach. And in a new setting, in a new situation, I'm not ready to say he's going to be Andy Reid 2.0, but he could have a similar resurgence. Josh Jackson playing more snaps. He was indeed yesterday. Seemed to acquit himself quite well. Nothing really popped out on tape other than, you know, he didn't get much action. They didn't really throw his way at all. But he got those opportunities because Kevin King was on, you know, it was inactive for the game. So we'll see how much that translates into more playing time going forward if and when Kevin King is back in the lineup. Aaron, all caps. My status with this season is I'm grounded. This team is young. If they lose the first or second game in the playoffs, that's okay with me. It's about the future, right? Rick, I'm not here to tell you how to fan. I know lots of people like to kind of accuse me of that and my co-founder, Corey Behnke, but it's not how I'm reading it. You guys fan however you want to fan. If that's your attitude, more power to you. That's great. And you can be as upset, happy, contented, sad, whatever, as you want. There are certainly fans that I don't understand. I don't get how some of these people are miserable all the time, regardless of what happens on the football field. Those people are alien to me, but they are more than welcome to be that way. I'm not going to stop them. So yes, if you're happy with where they're at and you have no issues, say they lose in the first or second round, I think that's a pretty healthy attitude myself. Can we give a shout out to how amazing Jenkins has been at guard? I can't remember the last time I've seen an O-lineman become this good this quick. Frank, I wrote it in my gut reactions yesterday. I love watching this kid play football. Elgton Jenkins is a joy to behold on the football field, if for no other reason than the way he finishes his blocks. He is not happy until he has taken the soul of the defender and crushed it into the earth. That's my kind of guy. That's a guy I want on my football team. We are blessed to have Elgton Jenkins. Hicks is out for the season. Ooh, did that just break? You know what's so funny? TJ Lang was here before the game yesterday, and we were talking about how good Hicks is and how completely underappreciated he is on the national stage. That is a monster loss for the Bears. Now, obviously, they've been winning without him, but he would have made them absolutely deadly down the stretch. So that's crazy. That's a big, big loss for the Bears. David, thank you for the super chat. My heart was in my throat when Z went down. Love Z. David, absolutely. You don't like to see your most productive player on the ground ever. But it was good to see him bounce back and be back out there in the next drive. Is the sluggish offense due mostly to the slow in and out of the huddle and always taking the damn play clock down to zero? Just play with a little more zest. God, their current tempo drives me crazy. Mark, you and I both, it drove me really nuts back in, like, say, October. But now we're in December, and it's clear that nothing's changing. In fact, I remember on Thanksgiving, which is probably why no one saw this, but Matt LaFleur had a press conference on Thanksgiving, and he talked about the fact that that was an issue that they were probably going to have to wait till the offseason to try and solve, which kind of blows my mind. Who is texting me while I'm on the air? Sorry, guys. You never know. You might be Aaron Rodgers saying, hey, can you come over and have a one-on-one? No, I doubt that's who it is. No, definitely not Aaron Rodgers. Was it just me or did Lindsley seem to struggle yesterday? I definitely wouldn't say he struggled. Maybe you saw one or two plays where somebody broke through, but yeah, no. No, the 49ers game, that's a game Lindsley struggled in. I wouldn't put yesterday in the struggle category. Things are going to click at some point. Sure, maybe not till next season. But am I nuts for believing that? And if and it does click here in the next week or two, it will be really tough to beat. Agree? Yeah, I mean, it'd be lovely if it all started to click. And God knows, at this point, that's what we're all hoping for, right? All of a sudden, we show up one night, one afternoon, the Packers are playing, and boom, offense. And Lord knows, the NFL, we've seen crazier stuff happen. But it's got to start pretty soon. Can't keep waiting for it. There was one thought I had on the offense that I wanted to ask LaFleur about, but it's not really a great question for a press conference setting. I'd love to ask him one-on-one about this. I'm wondering how much of the disjointed nature of the offense comes down to the marriage or the attempted marriage between what Matt LaFleur has brought with him and what Aaron Rodgers is comfortable with from all his years with McCarthy and trying to smush that together into a singular scheme, what Matt LaFleur talked about all summer as the Packers offense they were going to create. Now, clearly, there's a place where they found a groove back in October. Davante Adams went down. They were scoring 30 points a week. They seem to have found something there. But as of late, it just feels like the McCarthy stuff, and you do see a bit of it, especially in 2 minute when Rodgers is calling the plays, just seems to throw them all out of whack. And I just wonder how much LaFleur would like to maybe lean on his stuff a little bit more. Now, and that's the kind of thing that, again, doesn't lend itself to a press conference setting, but I would like to hear him opine on that, even though he would never give an honest, 100% unvarnished answer. I do think there's something to that. Did you know LaFleur likes Jamal? Dustin, boy, howdy do I. He never misses a chance. We talked about this on the radio the other day, Drew Olsen and I. He never misses a chance to praise Jamal. Even if the question is about, like, soggy Rice Krispies. Yeah, you know, soggy Rice Krispies are really annoying. But let me tell you what's not annoying. Jamal Williams, he is a special back. That's Matt LaFleur. Who is the most underappreciated Packers defensive player? It seems to me that Amos has been living in the shadow of the Smiths despite consistent play. I mean, he's definitely a contender. Did a really nice job on that interception yesterday. Obviously, had his first sack of the year. But I'm with you. I think he's been incredibly consistent. He's not a dynamic player. And I do think, you know, you do see him get beat by tight ends on occasion and then fans grumble, etc. But for the most part, I think he's played really well. And he's been a home run signing by Gutekunst. No doubt. Did you see that the New York Times had a list of the 20 drunkest cities in the U.S. and Wisconsin has 7 of the top 10, and Green Bay and Appleton are 3-1? I did see that, Travis. Actually, I think USA Today did that as well a couple years ago. And Appleton is always near the top. Those are my people. Rodgers to Jones. That's the ticket. I tend to agree. Rodgers audibles to the McCarthy playbook. Nah, it's not quite that simple. I mean, there are some instances where he's probably guiding guys to certain concepts. But at this point, things are so meshed together. It's really evident in the two-minute situations where Rodgers is calling the plays and they're spread out. That's the stuff where he's running a lot of McCarthy. MVS snap count, why so low? You know, we ask LaFleur week after week and we, you know, always get the same thing. He's working through stuff and... You know, he's working hard and blah, blah, blah. But they clearly, prefer Allison, Lazard, and Kumerow over him for whatever reason. My suspicion is that those guys are much better blockers in the run game, and they've been trying to lead on the run, and those guys get it done, and MVS does not. I don't think it's ever that simple, but that's maybe a kernel of the reasoning. Blake Martinez is the most underrated. Hell, I think Madden has him at a 74 or something. Yeah, I'd go Amos over Martinez on that one, but that's just me. If the Packers went out, Packers would likely face the Saints in their first game, and strangely, I like that matchup at Lambeau. Well, yeah, if they went out and they're the number two seed, yeah, that's a possibility. Let's beat the Bears, shall we? TV announcers keep saying Packers are one of the best screen teams. Really? Doug, I'm glad you brought that up because it's very funny. Sometimes, occasionally, they do run a nicely designed and executed screen. No doubt about it. And that gives these announcers the opportunity to opine, as you are alluding to here, oh, one of the best screen teams. And I'm with you. They have not been one of the best screen teams in the league in a very long time. Most of the guys who are doing the commenting and saying these things played back when, like, McCarthy, even Sherman and Holmgren were coaches. And Holmgren, Sherman era, they were the best, like without question, at running the screen. Early in McCarthy's tenure, they were an okay screen team, and then it kind of died. And they had fits and starts towards the end of McCarthy's era. But all of that great screen stuff just permeated throughout the league as a talking point. And now all these commenters who played back then, Rondé Barber yesterday being a perfect example, you know, that's what they're drawing off. And, of course, you and I both know they have not been a great screen team in a very long time. What do you think of Rodgers' play? Steven, I think it's inconsistent, not nearly efficient enough, and yesterday there was way too much hero ball. Just hit the check down, man. I understand you want to take a shot, whether you want to watch something develop deep. But when it becomes very apparent, and LaFleur alluded to this today at the press conference, they're playing coverage. They're dropping eight. You run a bunch of long developing routes. Remember that? In the McCarthy era? You run a bunch of 15, 20-yard developing routes. They're not there because they're playing a cover two shell or a cover three or even quarters, and they're dropping eight. There's a ton of like cloud coverage, basically. You can see that. You're taking a five-step drop. By the time you hit the top of your drop, you can see what they're doing. You've got a check down. You've got a running back. He's your best friend. Hit him and move on with your life. But instead, we get Rodgers holding the ball, trying to get guys moving around into eight people in coverage. Hero ball. The return of hero ball yesterday. Didn't like it. Not me. Protests outside of Lambeau because of the Redskins. Yeah, I mean, that happens pretty much everywhere they go now. Nags, where do festival food employees get tickets? That's a great question. I would direct them to cheeseheadtv.com and find a link to Ticket King. They've been around since 1992. There's only three games left for them to purchase tickets for. But if they go to the playoffs, they can buy them there as well. TicketKing.com. You can find them at Cheesehead TV. Check it out. Do we even offer Bulaga, or do they know he will get paid big time and don't even offer? That's a really good question on the do they even offer him. I tend to think they will approach him about taking a below market deal. I also tend to believe that Bulaga will tell him to shove it and go hit the free agent market and get one last big payday. That's complete guesswork on my part, but that's what I think. That's my hunch. The best part of the game was the Packers sticking to the running game. I very much agree. It was nice to see. LaFleur clearly got that it was working. I tend to think, you know, he was a little too back and forth with Jones and Williams for a while, but yeah, he definitely stuck with it. Probably he even said today he probably should have stuck with it a little bit more. He got a little too pass happy at times, but they were churning out the yards. Aaron Jones is a bad man, no doubt about it. Rodgers Q&A on Reddit. Yes, David, I believe that's sometime tonight. Maybe we should do a live stream for that. No. What am I, Tom Grossi? Check down for seven. Remember when they used to say that? Yeah, man. Old school. Will the offense become more creative? I have no idea. Are you tuning into Rodgers' Reddit Q&A? You know, I doubt it. Monday Night Football's on. I got stuff to do. Woo, 10-3, and the Bears still suck. Dustin, you summed it up perfectly. I'm going to jump on that one. I can't thank you guys enough for showing up Monday after a win. 10-3, Packers in first place, second seed in the NFC. You got to love it. Hey, let me tell you this right now. Get your roll on with Festival of Foods' great sushi offerings. From the crispy crab to the blazing California roll, their deli department has everything under the sea to get your sushi fix. And their freshly made hand-rolled sushi is only $5 on Wednesday. Now that's a tasty deal. So are you ready to dive in? Get all the other types of sushi Festival Foods has to offer at festfoods.com/sushi. That's festfoods.com/sushi. Can't thank you guys enough. Hit like, hit subscribe. Hit like, hit subscribe. Tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Have a great night, everyone.